Hello, everyone. This is Jack with the Extra Dinero Podcast. Welcome you back. If you're a first-time listener, thank you very much. If you're coming back, thank you. I really appreciate you listening to my podcast. So with Extra Dinero Podcast, priority is showing you how to make money online, be it on flipping or any other means that I found to make extra money online. So today I want to actually talk about online school. You know, online school. I've done online school and online schooling, and it's actually been great for me. I'm in my mid 30s. I have two daughters. I'm a busy guy. I obviously need to work in order to provide for my family. I couldn't go to school full time, so I needed to find something. I do flip online, but that's my side hustle. But I do have a 9-to-5 job. So let me start by telling you a little bit of my backstory. I used to be a collector at the age of 19. Collections, yes. That person that you dread that calls you when you owe some money. I used to do collections for cars and for homes. It wasn't the easiest job, but it paid very well. I mean, for a 19-year-old, I used to be making bonuses of about $3,000 to $5,000 a month. So I used to be making really good money, and I enjoyed it. I mean, at my age, at that time, 19, making that kind of money, that was great. In my ignorance, I thought I had made it. There's no need for me to continue looking for a job or another job, or try to go to school and get a bachelor's and associate's degree. No need for none of that. I made it, right? I was making more money than a lot of my friends. However, as life taught me while I was getting older, I was completely wrong about that. Unfortunately, I was laid off in 2008 due to the market. Everybody knows what happened in 2008. And then I went to work for another company from 2008 to 2014. And guess what? Got laid off too. I got another job from 2012 to 2014 another company, this was for a big bank. I used to do mortgages as well, collect for mortgages. It started to be very stressful job. It always had been stressful, but I had more things to stress about now in life. So I wasn't appreciating the job. And then what happened? In 2014, I got laid off. So then I went to another job. Unfortunately, my resume was just full with collection jobs, so I couldn't get any other job. So I went to work for another company as a collector. However, in this company, which I'm currently working in, it's a big company, and they have different departments, and they allow you to move towards different departments. You know, they encourage you to find other positions that you want to work or you want to do. So I've always been interested in IT. IT has always been extremely interesting to me, and I love working computers. That's the kind of thing. And I'm an introvert. I like to keep to myself, you know. So I figured IT would be that. I know doing collections, you have to have some sort of character to do that. But at the end of the day, I wasn't exciting anymore. It was stressful being a collector, being yelled at, being screamed at every day. I used to go to work dreading the first phone call at 8 a.m. Sure enough, I would get the yelling customer and screaming his head off. And it became stressful. So at the new company, I started trying to find out what I needed to do to get into different departments, and especially the IT department. A lot of the positions required a degree or some sort of experience. Again, all my experience was in collections, so I didn't have any IT experience. I decided to apply for a position, and unfortunately, I didn't get the position because I lacked the experience or the education. So I started searching, online. I needed to go back to school, but I needed to provide for my family, so I couldn't go to school full time. I had a young daughter, so night school wasn't the best, because that would mean I would miss out a lot, which I wasn't prepared to do. I wanted to be present. So that wasn't gonna work. So I looked at online schools, you know. I looked at many of them. I did my research, and the big question is the non-profit versus profit schools. A non-profit meaning that the school is there to make money. You know, that's their number one goal. They have investors, so they need to make money. And then you have your non-profit schools, which are your regular schools, your universities and your regular schools, that they're there to give you an education. A lot of the non-profit schools offer online schooling, which is what I needed since I was a working parent. That's what I wanted to do. The private schools, it was very minimal. You know, you needed to go to the campus in order to get that education, at least at the time when I started in 2014, looking into these schools. One thing that I wasn't too, you know, impressed with was the nonprofits. I'm sorry, profit schools had a very bad rap. You know, they were known to, or people would say in a lot of the forums, you know, that you would just get a diploma for no reason. You know, just as long as you paid your money, you would get a passing grade, and you're good to go. And then I started reading too that these specific diplomas weren't really worth much. You know, they weren't worth much. You would present them, and people already knew and would really not consider you for a job. I did a lot of research where human resources representatives used to say that they wouldn't hire people with a prof non prof well, I'm sorry, with a profit school diploma. And also at that time, I believe the government the federal government was coming hard on the non on the on the profit schools, because they would lie to the people trying to go to those schools about that they were going to be able to be a teacher as soon as they finished the course. So that was very alarming, all that information about profit schools. I didn't want to invest all this money, and also profit schools are a lot more expensive than non-profit schools. So I knew that going into this, I was going to need student loans, and I didn't want to go too much into debt. I knew debt was going to happen for me going back to school, but I didn't want to have a lot of debt. And that was another thing about non-profit schools that really interests me. So again, you could look these up, the federal government and the profit schools, and how they've come down on them, and a lot of them closed. And unfortunately, a lot of people that went to those schools, their diploma is worth nothing, and they have all this debt. You know, which that's horrible to have all this debt and your diploma is worth nothing. So that's something you need to look for. You know, you need to do your research. I'm not saying that profit or nonprofit is better. However, for my personal interest, nonprofit schools was the way to go. So I already narrowed it down that nonprofit was the way I was going to go. I did more research, and a lot of nonprofits, unfortunately, didn't at the time didn't have a lot of online classes. So that was a problem. There was two that came into mind. I believe one was Great Western University, with Governors University. Western Governors University. Yes, that was all online, but they weren't really recognized. And then that was a nonprofit school. So I looked into them. And then I also looked at Southern New Hampshire University, SNHU. At the time, they didn't have a lot of commercials. Now they have them all the time about the bus going around the country and delivering these diplomas to the graduates. So I looked into that school. I read on it. I read reviews, and people. And it's New Southern New Hampshire University is a brick and mortar school, so they have a campus out in New Hampshire. That was very intriguing. I like that. And then when you graduate, you know, it doesn't say SNHU online. It says SNHU that you graduated from, Southern New Hampshire University, which is something that I liked as well. So after so much research, I decided to sign up for Southern New Hampshire University. The student this student advisors are very friendly and they help you. I did have to get I have to apply for financial aid. The classes are not that cheap. They're about $900 a term. I know that seems like a lot, but it's a lot cheaper than a lot of these profit schools. I remember when I first started that I was looking at I won't say the name of the profit school. It was for a technical, for IT. You've probably seen the commercials. They don't show them anymore, but back then they were everywhere. And I did the comparison. I think I was paying $20,000 more for an associate's degree than I was going to pay with SNHU. And with SNHU, I was going to get a bachelor's degree. And again, that's $20,000 more. I mean, that is a lot of money that you have to repay back. So I decided to go with SNHU. So the process of SNHU, I mean, we can probably do another podcast about that, but it was easy. I was able to start. But let me just quickly summarize why the good things and what I like about SNHU. So the most important thing is that it's in my own time. Like I said earlier, I have a family. I have a 9-to-5, so I work. I go home, I play with my daughter, I spend time doing homework with her, and then maybe at 8:39 she goes to bed. At that time I start doing my homework and reading, and usually maybe finish till midnight and then go to bed and wake up the next day to start the day all over again. So me being able to do that, I mean, I can't go to any school at whatever time I want and do that. So by me being able to doing that was a big, big plus. Me being able to go to school at my own time and whenever I wanted, I read on my lunch breaks. I finish assignments on my lunch breaks. I do my schoolwork also on my lunch breaks or at home at night. And I could do it at my own time. I don't need to be somewhere at a certain time, which would cause a major problem. So that's my favorite part about going to online school, SNHU. There is a lot of reading. A lot of reading. That's pretty much all you're going to do. They don't have, once in a while, you'll have webinars. You'll have videos as well, but most of it is reading. Everything is reading. And you need to be focused, and you need to comprehend what you're reading. If you need to do that. Reading a lot of reading, a lot of time you need to focus on that, a lot of writing, you know, a lot of typing. You do reports, essays, everything's on the computer, you know. So you have to, again, a lot of reading and a lot of writing. One thing that did help me sometimes on certain topics or subjects that I didn't comprehend what was going on, YouTube was a lifesaver. Use YouTube. If you are thinking of going to online school, you need to use YouTube. You can find anything on YouTube. There's so many examples. It's like having your own teacher, and you could replay that lesson over and over again on YouTube. So that is a tool that you'll definitely need to use when you go to online school. Another one is so the way you communicate is everything is through Brightspace. That's the name of the software, I would say, that you would use to connect. So that's where you see all your assignments. They call them modules. So every week you have a module. The term is 8 weeks. So within 8 weeks, you finish a term and you go to another and so forth. I take one class a term. That's all I could handle. You could take two or up to three. I know I've talked to my student advisor about two. So, but that's too much work for me. I could just handle the one right now. So, again, the term is 8 weeks. So, you use Brightspace to log in, and that's where your modules are at, your learning modules. You would read the announcements, and there's some videos, and then give you your assignments, whether it being a reading assignment, and then a test, or reading only. You do have a discussion board within Brightspace, and the discussion board usually you post on Thursdays and about whatever the subject might be, And then by the end of the week, Sunday, you have to reply to two of your students' posts. And that's usually on discussion boards every week. Contacting the professor. I have had to contact the professor. It's only been by email, really. You could call him or her, the professor, but I've only done emails this far. You communicate with other students by the discussion board. You don't call them, they don't call you. I mean, I'm sure they can if you give them your number, but everything is through the discussion board. If you have any questions, so it's not the college experience. These are not going to be your friends for life. I mean, you don't speak to these people. They're from all over the world. All over the United States. So you're not going to make best friends. You know, you might reply to a comment of theirs here and there, and then maybe you have somebody you communicate with once in a while, but that's pretty much it. That's how you communicate with the students, with other students in the class. I love this. I mean, it's on your own time. You need to you get to do your job whenever you're ready to do it. It is like I said, an 8 week 8 week term. I so far received my AA in information technology, and let me tell you, I was able to to obtain a job in IT. So I was able to get a computer operator's job in IT. So it opened the door for me to get that position, which now I'm extremely happy. I love my job. I don't have to take calls from customers that are upset, or me having to collect people. And I do see a future in this job. I see the future in IT. And I am working towards my bachelor's now, and I should be done by next year, October. So it has worked. It has helped. I have my associate's degree from SNHU, and nowhere on the diploma does it say online school only. It's a diploma, like you would receive from any university. So it has opened the doors for me, and it has allowed me to change careers at an older. I'm a mid 30s. I'm not in my 20s. I'm a mid 30s. So it allowed me to do that. I'll be able to continue, and hopefully here I've have a chance to better future with my diploma and where I work. So that is my story of SNHU. This has helped me make more money going to school and getting my AA, and working in IT has made me make extra dinero, more money. And that's the point of this podcast, to help you make more money, be it with SNH, with online school, or flipping online. I do both. I do flipping because I did that when I needed it the most, and it helped me get out of a lot of binds. And I want to help people do that, but I also think people are interested in knowing about online schooling. This is my longest podcast I've ever done. I'm 18 minutes in now, but I think there's important information here that you might need, and that you might think it's useful for you if you're thinking of going back to school and you're older, you know, older than you're in your 20s, or in your 20s if you want to do that. So if you have any questions, as always, send me an email at theextradinero@gmail.com. That's theextradinero. I'm on Instagram at extra_dinero, extra_dinero. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions, being about flipping online or about online school. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day.